Getting extra reps, I would say, and just being reliable. You know, they're in the NFL for a reason, you know, so that's not an excuse for any wide receiver to say, you know, I'm not successful or I'm doing something wrong because of your quarterback situation. No, that's not the case at all. You know, it's really on you as a receiver to make your quarterback right. You know, no quarterback is going to throw the perfect ball. Every quarterback, you know, throws interceptions or throws bad balls. If they give you the chance to make a play, I look at it, you know, you have to make that play. No, it wasn't. You know, you got to give credit to our staff here, bringing guys in that can come in and learn this offense fast, and guys that have a good high IQ, football IQ, because, you know, no quarterback that's been here, you know, I would complain about, honestly.
Yeah, can you talk about their secondary and the challenges in
the playoffs? They're in the playoffs for a reason, so, you know, they're a good defense. Yeah, my favorite playoff memory, I'm not exactly sure the name but or the player, but it was Tennessee when it came up short of the touchdown. Super Bowl. That's my favorite playoff memory. You know, and legacies are made in the playoffs. You know, the whole world's watching. It's not, you know, it's their favorite team isn't playing, so, you know, they kind of have no choice if they like football. Oh, no, I definitely didn't think about it a lot. NFL, you have to think day to day, you know, not further ahead. So you handle your business every day, then you're going to get there.
Did you watch?
I watched a couple games, not too many games. Yeah, I really can't recall which games. They hand us a loss, so, you know, everybody's definitely watching that game film, seeing what we can correct and the mistakes that we can get right going forward. They're an improved team, and so are we. You know, so we can't look at everything we did wrong and everything they did right because, you know, teams change their game plan and their style of play. But we definitely look back at that game and worked on some corrections. Just getting in the groove, starting faster. You know, it's a lot of things that we're doing different than we did when we was 2-5. Man, a lot. He's an improved quarterback. You know, I really can't sit here and tell you one thing in particular. Nah, I wouldn't say he's more confident. He's always been a confident guy. You know, like I said, no quarterback is perfect or going to throw the perfect ball, but his mentality has been the same.
Bill said to us on Monday, you know, playoffs time to jack it up a notch. What does that mean to you? How does that change the way that you play and maybe attack the football
this year? I'm not going to go out there and change the way I play or the way I think because it's a playoff game, honestly. I'm going to go out and do what I've been doing. You know, and I feel like a lot of guys think like that. It's just the outside people, you know, they put more emphasis on the playoff. But in the locker room, guys are going to do what they have to do, you know. But you might study a little bit more film, you know, do a little extra off the field.
What's the most important thing y'all have to do on Saturday morning?
Play solid football. Play some old school football and go out there and do what we gotta do in the trenches.
Last one, Johnny. This is a little off topic. I'm wondering if you could explain why Clemson
won on Monday. think Clemson will win on Monday because they have the best player in college football in Deshaun Watson. Not knocking Derrick Henry or anything, but you look at what Deshaun did. I think, you know, he exceeded Cam Newton's stats, Johnny Manziel's stats, Jameis Winston's stats as a sophomore, but he didn't win the Heisman. Anyway, and besides that, I don't think Alabama, when you spread those guys out, that's not the kind of football they want to play, like Texas A&M did when Johnny Manziel beat them. And our defense is stacked. You know, it's kind of, you know, we mirror each other on defense.
All right, thanks.
But, yeah, don't charge.